Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
All right, Santi. Let me just cut right back into it. All right. What are we going to talk about today? We're talking about the U.S. Open. We are going to talk about equal prize money, my friend.
Equal prize money.
We're going to go over both sides. Some are popular, some are not. So, discussing equal prize money, I think the number one thing you have to discuss is, what does equal mean? Are you and I equal, Santi? Are we the same?
In terms of humans, yes.
Yeah, but we're not the same. We're different, right?
We're all different.
Right, we're just different. So we're all different, correct? It's not, we shouldn't be the same. But
no,
because
everyone's
different. Just different people. So
right.
Equality is kind of a strange thing. We are the same, but we are different. And that's an okay thing to be different. Now, if we discuss, I'll discuss the con now of equal prize money. So U.S. Open for 50 years is equal prize money now. 73 all the way to 2023. Women make just as much as men. So here's the con to equal prize money. So if you do a job, you do exactly the same job as CJ behind you. You guys do the same thing.
Yeah.
You work the same hours.
Yeah.
Same amount. Not the same hours. Sorry. You work the you do the same job.
Yeah.
You were teaching on the court. But he works 40% more than you do.
More.
Does he works 40% more.
Harder or more?
More.
He's just more.
More.
Oh,
more
okay.
time.
Yeah.
Did you deserve more money?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the argument. Men play 5 sets at the U.S. Open.
Right.
Women play 3.
Right.
So on average, they work 40% more on the court.
Right.
Do they deserve more money? Has nothing to do with equality.
Do they deserve more money? In that terms, yes. Because they're playing harder, longer matches, yes.
I would tend to agree. I don't think it has anything to do with whether your guys are equal or you guys are, they're not the same person. I'm the same as you, but if I work 90 hours a week and you work 60, I deserve more money.
Yeah.
Unless somehow your 60 hours produces more money than I do. Now, how do you quantify that? How would you quantify a U.S. Open event where they buy tickets to the event? It's not, they're not drawing in more tickets. Now, this is the pro. I will say that when the events are together, Indian Wells, Australian Open, WTA, now they're bigger events, Cincinnati, where the WTA and the ATP meet, they're bigger tournaments than on the ATP tour.
Right.
They're just, they make more money.
Right.
They just do. So that's a fact that you can't deny. So if Indian Wells, the men were by themselves, it wouldn't be as big a tournament. Not just the fact that the women are there, just the fact that the ticket price wouldn't be as expensive, all of those things. So it may not just be men work 40% more, they deserve 40% more. Maybe because the ticket price increases, it should be maybe they make 20% more. Because the event is still very popular with women there. So what's the answer to this problem? What do you think about women playing 5 sets?
That'd be awesome.
Right?
But I don't know if they want to.
Now,
I think they can. Physically, they
I
can.
I think they're tough. I think you watch Martina, Monica. CJ, come on over here real quick. What do you think about women playing 5 sets? Hurry up. Get in the mic real quick. Give us an answer. Right here. Tell me right here.
Should be playing in 5 sets. I think that it should be all equal. I think that they can handle it.
Yeah, I can. I agree. And I think it'll be exciting. I don't think it would be boring. I don't think it would be uninteresting.
It'd be worth the money because when I went to the women's final, I was like, I paid this much to watch the women's final.
Perfect point.
I was like, what is this? Yeah. I only went because they're cute, but I was like, this is
well, that's why they sell too, right? So
that's another story.
Right, that's why
but like,
you want to make a pro to that?
But at the same time, like, you know, once you get there, like, you know, a set could end easily, you know, after 30, 40 minutes.
See,
and then there's 2 more. And then if you don't even go to the 3rd set, it's already done.
That's
and you're like,
that's
spent
the
more
great
time driving
too.
There.
So, the finals, yes. The whole event, sure, you can watch other matches. But you go to the finals and you're just going to the women's final.
Yeah.
See, it's over 1-1. Like, that's not worth your dollar.
No.
It's got to be longer. Maybe. Yeah. And this is what we were discussing. Maybe the semis and the finals should be 5 sets. That's a little unfair, I guess, but do you do it that way? But I think they should just play five sets.
Everyone should play five sets.
Maybe the event can't handle the time, but I think they should. Or do men play three sets?
That's not as, nah. Because there's a lot of comebacks.
Who do you think, who would be the biggest proponent against men playing five sets? Who wouldn't want, against three sets, who wouldn't want it?
Oh, what, Djokovic, you think?
What?
Do you think Djokovic?
I think the best men wouldn't because
they can make a comeback.
Start.
Yeah.
They can lose two sets, but right. they always can come back.
Right.
The best men
don't want it yeah.
because they know that Djokovic and those guys are going to win in a five-set match.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I really think the answer to that is women should play five sets, and I think it would be super exciting. And I think
only
people
for the
love
majors,
it.
Yeah.
They used to do it with the Masters. You know, the men's end tournament, they used to do it with the women's year-end tournament.
Oh,
and
really?
It was fascinating. Monica Seles played five sets against, I forget who it was. It was like back in 2000. It was great stuff. The equal prize money should be equal time, and I think they should play five sets.
I agree.
And again, in women's defense, the tournaments are much more popular when they're together. The ATP by itself doesn't do as well. The WTA doesn't do as well. So they should mix them, but the women should play five sets.
So then the U.S. Open would be like longer, an extra week longer to accommodate.
Maybe it would be a week?
You think it would take at least, I don't know.
Let's see.
You're adding
so
like a third
if you play
of time.
A five setter, you're probably going to have to add one more match.
Normally, like
a
2 weeks,
session.
Right?
You're probably. How about you just start earlier? So they start at 11. How about they start the tournament at 9 a.m., 10 a.m.?
But then people come from the city, from their.
They have to get up.
You know, then they get. Yeah, but.
I think if you started the matches at 9:30,
right?
You get one more extra match in every day. So that's 12. Days, 14 days, it's 28. Like, I mean, you may be able to do it.
Yeah.
So, but that was just my quick, that's just the quick one. I just wanted to discuss, and again, at Strand Tennis on Instagram, at Strand Tennis on TikTok, send the comments, and even on the podcast, right, it's on Spotify. Please put some comments and give us a review, too. That'll be great. See if we're tickling your fancy bone here and you're interested. He's like, what does that mean? But if you're interested in discussing the topic, let me know. Let me know if you're interested in the equal prize money. Send us a direct or direct message even on, again, Instagram, TikTok, or on Spotify itself. I think they should play five sets. That's my thing. Would you agree?
Yeah. It'd be more entertaining to watch as well.
I think it would be. I think it would be, and I think it would be especially the final.
Yeah, but if you're going to do the final, you got to do all the other matches,
okay.
too.
All right. That's all I wanted to discuss. A real quick one. I think equal prize money. I think the women should play five sets. I think it should be equal time. Everybody, have a great day. Answers in the actions. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.